Blog Talk Radio.
Sam.
Hey, Dave. Well, if anyone is listening, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. Anyone ready to talk about anything, just give us a call. Hey, Dave, what's the number?
Absolutely. Good morning, Simon. Good afternoon, Simon. Good evening, mm-hmm. Simon. If you're interested in calling, our call number is 424-243-9540. And today, so a lot of times when we're talking about stuff on this show, we talk about stuff that happened in the past. A lot of we are part of the blog, we're part of Brain Injury Radio Network, so we talk a lot about people's experience with brain injury, looking back, how they recovered, experiences they've had with their brain injuries. Today, Simon, we're going to talk about what's coming up, because I think both of us have decided that we are ready to look past COVID and start sort of planning for the future with some exciting things. The last 2.5 years, especially for us in Canada, especially for us in Ontario, I know that the American listeners know that things have been kind of a lot looser there, and people aren't really wearing masks, and people are a lot freer to go where they want to go. For us in Canada and Ontario, it's been a little bit slower. But now it feels like things are opening up a little bit, and now people are sort of making plans to go on vacations. I have some friends who went to Spain, and I have other friends who drove down to Florida. So people are sort of going out in the world, and we're going to spend the rest of today's show talking to people, asking them where they've gone that may be good ideas for us, to get ideas for us to where we can go, where we can go for vacation, where we can go restaurants we may have never tried before, types of food we haven't tried, maybe even concert venues, or maybe even a band that we don't know about, or a movie that we haven't heard of. Just give me ideas, give me assignment ideas for things we can do now that we've decided to move to open up a little bit and to start planning, because we haven't been planning adventures for a long time. So that makes kind of sense, eh, Simon?
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, nice. Well, there is one movie I can tell you to go watch that I went and see with Alvin. That was Top Gun, the Maverick.
Oh,
the new
Top Gun. Oh, okay. All right. You liked it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I remember the old Top Gun. I heard that, because the old Top Gun had Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise in it. And I heard that they were in the new one as well. Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Tom
Lots
Cruise
of action.
Was there. It's a movie about Vault Maverick going back to the front lines, and he's a coach or a general or something that he has to teach new pilots how to fly and stuff like that.
Very cool. All right, so there you go. So there's a recommendation for the movie Maverick. It's been a while since I went to a movie. So now I have an idea to go to a movie that I probably would like. Is it a movie I could take the kids to?
Yeah. If they're looking for an action movie or anything, that would be that. And there is another one that I'm interested in going to see. And it's Thor. Thor is the next movie that I would like to
go. Oh, that's right. I like the Thor series. I really like the last one. That's amazing. Okay, so can I ask you, when you went to the movie theater in Toronto, was everyone sitting side by side, or did they space people?
Me and Alvin were sitting side by side.
Okay, so you guys were sitting, and were you able to eat popcorn in the theater?
Well, I could have bought something, but okay. I didn't buy anything.
So it was available for you.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear a mask while you were sitting down?
Yeah, I was wearing a mask. There was not many people there watching the movie, but there was quite a few. Maybe average that I've seen, maybe 6-7 people.
Okay, so it wasn't too crowded. That's good. But was that the first movie you've seen since COVID? Since COVID came to our doorstep.
Yeah.
All right. See, you're opening up.
Yeah.
I love it. And I know you've kind of gone shopping at malls and things. So you've sort of felt more comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
Nice. So we're going to call some people. Simon reminded me, if you want to call in, 424-243-9540, and we're going to ask you some questions, trying to get an idea of ideas for us as we move forward and decide that we're going to start going on some adventures. So we're going to tell us about restaurants we might want to try, places we might want to visit, and movies and music that we may want to enjoy as well. Before we sort of phone our first guest, I'm going to ask you, Simon, what is like the most beautiful or amazing place you've ever visited?
Well, I would say the first best thing that I ever went and visit or seen that I haven't seen for a very long time was the theaters.
Nice. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, I'll be honest with you, with all, we all have Netflix and Crave and Prime and all in Disney Plus. And sometimes I think, wow, I have all these streaming services that I have access to. I have all the movies I'll ever want. Why would I go to a theater? And then when you go to a theater, you remember how amazing a theater is because it's such a different experience than watching it on TV.
I prefer to watch it in theaters besides watching it on TV. TV, there's too much commercials after.
That's true. If you're watching it on regular TV, absolutely. All right. So you think so? The most beautiful, amazing place you would recommend people to go is the cinema. Nice.
Yeah.
If you could tell somebody to go to a special restaurant that maybe we don't know about, is there any restaurants you go to that you don't know that you would recommend for us to go to?
Restaurants. Let's see which one. I can't come up with it, but there's a restaurant called I would say Swiss Chalet. Go to Swiss
Chalet.
Ah,
Swiss Chalet is a classic. Swiss Chalet. First place I ever saw Amanda's family, we went to Swiss Chalet. It was the first, that's where I met Amanda's brother and her parents. So that's a special place for me. Swiss Chalet, for those of you that don't know, because I think Swiss Chalet is Canadian, is a chicken, rotisserie chicken place. Really good. Really amazing. Great fries. Great dipping sauce. Great choice, my friend. Great choice. Well, you got me hungry. You got me thinking of movies. And now, should we call some of our buddies up and see what they have to recommend as we kind of get out and start going on adventures in the world?
Go ahead. Call
Go ahead. All right, let's call our good buddy Jan.
Let's bring Jan aboard.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Jan.
Hey, Simon. How
are
you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm for over 3 years that we've been doing this show.
3 years we've been
doing
it.
Pretty amazing.
How are you, Jan?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So, Jan, first of all, thank you for staying up late with us. I know it's a little bit later for us out here on the East Coast.
Okay.
I got to ask you, so Simon mentions that we've been doing this for 3 years, and I was talking earlier saying that a lot of what we do, since this is the Brain Injury Radio Network, is we talk a lot about the past. We talk a lot about our experiences, how we sort of came out of our injuries, had the rehab, talk a lot about the past. And today we're going to talk about the future. And the reason we're talking about the future is both me and Simon have decided that although COVID is still with us, and I know a lot of people that are sick, I think there's also the sense that it's time for us to start moving forward and start going on adventures. So we thought we would ask our listeners to sort of tell us different things, different places, different restaurants, different music that they could recommend for us so we could sort of start planning our next adventure. So with that in mind, I got to ask you, if me and Simon are going to go on a vacation, where would you tell us to go? Somewhere that you've been that you think we should go?
I think my favorite trip I've ever been on, we went to Vietnam, Cambodia, and Japan in 2000. That was just amazing.
Wow. Who did you go with?
My mom and dad and my brother.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was our millennium trip.
Oh, so you went to Vietnam, Cambodia, and what was the third country?
Japan.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
We flew to Japan, and then we took a little flight over to Vietnam. Then we went down the Mekong Delta on the speedboat over to Cambodia.
Wow.
How long we were there for 2 weeks.
Oh.
I was like, Vietnam, Cambodia. I'm thinking it was going to be horrible, you know, taking war. And it was probably the most amazing experience. It was beautiful. The people were beautiful. The city was beautiful. Like it hummed. The city hummed because everyone drove around on dirt bikes.
So amazing. Did you have a guide with you? Just went? Did you think?
My brother and my father are both very type A, had everything organized.
Very cool. And do you know why they picked or why you guys picked Cambodia, Vietnam, and Japan?
I don't know why they did. I think my brother is sort of interested. My dad used to have this amazing travel agent that would be like, oh, I'm going to send you guys here. Send us on these weird adventures.
So amazing. Food was okay there?
The food was delicious.
Where would you send me and Dave? If me and Dave were going to do a business conversation instead of doing it at Cheers, where would you send me and Dave?
That's a great question.
A dinner of getting
great,
together.
A great question. So I guess Simon's asking, what restaurant, if you could go, if you could recommend a restaurant for me and Simon to go and have a business dinner or a casual dinner, where would you suggest we go?
Casual or like a little nicer than casual?
How about a little nicer than casual? Simon's paying.
Well, I went to this restaurant once, in my life. My friend took me before I even moved to Scarborough, and it was probably the best steak I'd ever had in my life. It was called Smith Brothers.
The Smith Brothers?
And, yeah, it was like a steakhouse, and it had like different levels of steaks, like top shelf steak, premium steak, and lower class steak, but it's still all really good and expensive.
Where is it located? Is it in?
It used to be at Warden in Eglinton.
Okay.
And it was probably better than the Keg. I mean, the Keg is top-notch. I think this place was better than the Keg. It was delicious. The ambiance was incredible.
That sounds so good. You like steak, Simon?
Yeah, I like them.
All right.
They're pretty good.
I'm putting Smith Brothers. I love it. And when you ordered, did you order the top-of-the-line steak or...?
No, I don't think I did. No, because my friend took me as a treat, and I wasn't going to put her in the poorhouse for ordering top of the line. She's like,
the hardest part, whenever I'm doing TV, I always feel like you can't go crazy. And
yeah,
I'm
kind of
like,
want
I'm like
sometimes.
But now that I'm post-COVID and I'm living my life to the fullest, forget it. I'm going to the Smith Brothers, and I'm ordering the best steak they have. Because I'm almost trying
to
really
like I said, it's better than the Keg. No offense to the Keg, because the Keg is amazing. I'm just going to let you know. It's probably another great steak place, but...
Smith Brothers. I love it.
Yeah.
And, here's a question for you. If you had to pick one, which one would you pick of these? Camping in the forest, staying in a Caribbean resort, a week on a cruise ship, or visiting historical sites in Europe? Which one would you pick?
I want to go to Europe.
Yeah?
I have a cottage, so it's kind of like camping in the woods, you know?
Right.
I've been to the Caribbean because we used to go every March break. We go away to the Caribbean. And I was on a cruise many, many moons ago, and it was awesome, but it was very kind of regimented. It's kind of like
sure. You
had to do their tours. And I'm kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants kind of person. I like to do my own adventures.
I love it. So you go to Europe?
Yes.
I've
only been to Italy. I've never been to like France or Paris, and I've always wanted to go to France.
How old were you when you went to Italy?
Went to Italy 5 years ago for my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary.
Right. Did you go to Rome?
We did. We went to my brother's type A. So everything was booked before we got to Italy. We got into the airport, and he handed us each an itinerary for our trip. Like, all the restaurants and everything was booked. It was cute. It was like free time, you know. Oh, free time between 2 and 4.
That's funny. I went
for a walk, and they all were like, oh, my God, where'd you go? I'm like, it was free time. Like, you're not supposed to leave the hotel. I was like, oh, sorry.
You know, it's awesome. Like, it's awesome that you and your brother, obviously raised by the same parents, and one of you is so type A and needs to have regimen, and then the other one, you, is just so fly by the seat of her pants. Like, same parents, totally different results.
Yeah, and I thought that was like my dad, but then we have a family reunion coming up at our cottage, and my dad's been sending like these messages about like he's really type A. Like, this is what people are doing. This is where people are sleeping. This is what's going on. Like, and I was like, oh, my God, Brett is just like my dad. I never realized my dad was so regimented like that either.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to live with people like that because, you know, because they're not controlling, but they are, you know, there's an expectation. Let's go from here to there to here to there. But they're also the people that get stuff done, eh?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Simon, do you have any questions for Jan?
Okay, Jan, since this is the summer, where would you and a special guest, doesn't matter, it could be Dave, could be me, it could be whoever, where would you take us? A cruise ship? the Caribbeans or Florida? What kind of trip would you take one of us?
I've always wanted to go to France.
Yeah.
I've never been to France, so I want to go to France.
Bonjour, Jeanne. Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va? Bon douche, which means good shower.
Yeah, you know, I've never been to France either.
Okay, maybe I won't go with Dave.
Yeah, I won't be much help. I don't speak the language, and I've never been there before.
I'll have to take Julie from Alderbrain.
Julie. Now, Julie speaks a very good French. She would be very helpful.
She would be. She's like my sister-in-law. They're both Quebecois French, though. Very different than Parisian French.
That is true. That is very true. Jan, do you have a favorite concert or a favorite musical act that you would recommend? Anything you're listening to these days that you would recommend for us to listen to, maybe go see live?
Oh, I've fallen in love with listening to Dallas Green and Pink CD. I don't know if they put on concerts together. It's called Me, You and Me by Pink and Dallas Green.
Okay.
So they combined and did like a whole CD of songs, and it's just beautiful. So they sing a copy of No Ordinary Love, and it's just phenomenal. Like, I would love to see them in concert.
There we go. Jan, you have been very helpful. Me and Simon, our whole objective for this evening's show is to give ourselves some ideas on trips to take. So I'm definitely going to...
Where are you taking us, Dave?
Taking you to Vietnam, Cambodia, and Japan. And then maybe...
We're looking for funding, listeners.
What's that?
I'm trying to plug it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, plug it. And we'll go to the Smith Brothers for dinner, and then maybe we'll go see a show with Pink and Dylan Green. Dallas Green.
Dallas Green.
I love it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Jan. I'll see you soon. Have a great night.
Have a great night, Jan. Okay, bye.
Well, that was a good start. Don't you think?
Pretty good.
Hey, listen. Vietnam, Cambodia, and Japan. That is off my radar. Japan isn't off my radar, but Vietnam and Cambodia. She's right, though, because Jan's right, because I always thought of Vietnam, and I think about it. I don't know. My images of Vietnam are, like, from, like, remember when there was the Vietnam War?
Yeah.
So I have this really misconception of what Vietnam probably looks like and the fun you can have there. Cool.
Vietnam, Vietnam reminds me of various war movies.
Yeah, exactly. You know, reminds me of Full Metal Jacket and Deer Hunter.
Mm.
You know, movies that dealt with the battle there. Because you think, and then when I was a kid, there were a lot of people trying to escape Vietnam, so they were going on boats and trying to get away. So my image, so my memory of Vietnam is very negative, right? Like, it's all about trying to escape and war and famine. But I bet you if you went there, it would be... And what I loved about what Jan was saying was that she thought it was very beautiful there, but she also found a lot of friendly people there and everyone was nice there. I think sometimes we get stuck in our misconceptions, and it's good to be reminded.
Yeah.
And I'm really... All right, so we have some ideas for where we want to go. We have some ideas for our listeners. If you'd like to add your 2 cents, American or Canadian, please call in at 424-243-9540, and we will take your call. Right now, we are going to talk to another one of our Canadian friends and maybe get some more ideas on what we are going to do and where we're going to go now that we've opened up and ready for adventure. So we're going to call Rose. All right, here comes Rose.
Hello.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. How's things with you? How's your family?
They're okay.
Nice. Hi, Roseanne. How are you?
Let me turn down. Let me turn down the radio. Oh, it's actually about 5 on this one, but it won't turn off. Why not? There we go. I was listening to MC Hammer, Can't Touch Us.
You were listening to Can't Touch Us?
Yeah,
oh, remember those? Remember those parachute
pants? It
was
on 90s, yeah. Parachute pants. I
remember
those.
When he did that shuffle where he went from one side to the other side? Well, that's funny. I always think, because the 90s, the early 90s were kind of, I don't know, there was kind of a lot of interesting music out. But I always think of MC Hammer, and then Vanilla Ice came out at the same time with Ice Ice Baby.
Yep.
And Achy Breaky
Heart. Or wasn't he just after?
Sorry, say it again?
I said, wasn't he just after that?
Just after, yeah, just after, absolutely. I think MC Hammer brought that whole, like, I guess I'd call it pop R&B, pop rap. And he sort of brought it to the, made it really famous. And then, of course, Vanilla Ice jumped on it and everything.
Yeah, of course. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was, for that year, he was a god. He was like the number one musician in the world.
Yeah.
And then he changed his name from MC Hammer to just Hammer.
Yeah.
And then we never heard from him again. Well, it's funny, you know, again, it's funny that we're talking about the past, because I was telling Simon, we do a lot of talking about the past, and, you know, especially with this being a radio station devoted to survivors of brain injury or people that have gone through brain injury. So we talk a lot about the past and about, you know, the rehab and the injury and how you guys came out of it. But today we're talking about the future, because me and Simon decided that it's been too long of us sitting and on our hands and not experiencing life and not living our adventure. So now that we've decided that we're going to, you know, slowly move out of that phase of sitting on our hands and staying at home and realizing that the world is opening up, we are looking to you guys to give us some ideas on places to go and adventure in and eat in. So are you okay to answer some of our questions? Give us some advice?
Yes, I am.
All right, love it. Okay, so I'll start, and just tell us the most beautiful place you've ever visited, and
that would be way before it got damaged by a hurricane, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. That's on my bucket list.
It's a fabulous place.
What makes it fabulous?
There's so much history there, and it's not like a huge town, but there's so much there, such a variety of stuff. You've got the architecture, you've got the music, you've got the little CD clubs on the corner. It's amazing.
And when did you go there?
I went there for my grade 12 band trip. So,
Roseanne, that sounds like an adventure. How long did you guys go for?
We were only there for a weekend because we missed out on going to Ireland the next year.
Right.
So our band director took us to New Orleans for the weekend because we missed out. So we got to go to New Orleans. We had fun.
I can imagine. Grade 12 on a weekend adventure to New Orleans?
Yes.
That sounds like some fun was had.
With very few chaperones.
Uh-oh, even more fun.
And
about 18 to 20 kids. No,
oh,
not
it.
So many. I don't know how many.
But. Yeah, but it was fun. And you're right. I wonder how. I know that they spent a lot of time, energy, and money to fix up after the hurricane that hit in, I think it was 2004, 2005. But I wonder if they've been able to build it up to be the same that it was before.
I've heard that it's been rebuilt,
right.
But I don't know to what extent.
That's amazing. Simon, do you have a question for Roseanne?
Okay, Roseanne. I have an idea for you.
Okay.
If me and you went on a date, just say as friends, to get to know
right.
each other a little better, where would you like to go? Where would
Great.
You... Where would you like to take me, or where would you like me to take you?
I love it. That's a great question. So, yeah, so what restaurant would you, if you had to impress Simon, where what restaurant would you take him to, or maybe even a style of restaurant?
Oh, gosh, there's so many to choose from. If I were trying to impress somebody, I would take them up to the 360. And the CN Tower.
Oh, yeah. Have you been before?
That one that goes around. Yeah. Yeah, I have lots of times.
Oh, really?
Well, before when we were talking about the show and what we were going to talk about, I was thinking of one time, and then I was like, no, that's where Tim proposed Stephen. So I've been
oh,
a few
wow.
times.
That's beautiful. So he took you up to the CN Tower and he proposed to you.
Yes.
Well, that's beautiful. Can I ask? Let me ask you. I know the memories might be, but was it like did he do it in a romantic way, or did he like put your ring in your dessert or something?
No. He came back from the washroom and he just took it out of his pocket and put it on my plate.
Oh, it's lovely. I often
yeah.
worry about people that take the chance of sticking in the ring in like somebody's food. Like there's
I
a chance
was so petrified.
You know, you eat it,
you know? What if I swallowed it, you know?
I know. Oh my God. So many things can go wrong with that. That's very nice. So okay, so you would, so the CN Tower, everyone, I mean, most of our listeners are from America, but I'm pretty sure most of them know that the CN Tower,
that's
and we have the restaurant, it's called 360 because I guess it rotates.
Yeah, it goes all the way around the tower, all the way around the building. You can see
right.
all of Toronto. Yeah, you can see all of Toronto, it's just some of it looks kind of blurry, but it's pretty neat.
You know, the funny thing is you kind of go, like, it sucks if you go up there and it's like cloudy. Then you're like, oh, well, I can't see nothing, you know. But, now, Simon was very presumptuous in a lovely sort of way, suggesting, hey, take me and we'll get to know each other better. But assuming that Simon wasn't available, who would you take to that special dinner? Is there somebody that you would take? It could be a celebrity that you'd want to have dinner with.
Alive or dead?
Either.
You know what would be interesting to have a dinner with, even
Who's
though
that?
He was dirt poor, so you wouldn't like go to some extravagant restaurant. Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he would be interesting to have a conversation with.
He would be. You know what? You're absolutely right. He is one of those anomalies. He's a real enigma. He's a man who galvanized the country, galvanized a whole huge group of people to in a very peaceful manner. Never preached violence. He's
right.
one of those guys that you don't hear too many bad, like, you know, there's always like stories about people, but he seems to be a guy that
you don't hear anything bad about him.
I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about him. So he was a special guy.
That.
Yeah. Now of course
he
you'd have to go. You'd have to. You'd have to go to a vegetarian restaurant. I think he was vegetarian.
Yes.
Mind you,
right.
and he'd be a cheap date. You're right. He'd be a cheap date. You'd probably give him like two pieces of lettuce and a cucumber, and he'd be done.
No. You can't do that to vegetarians. Just because they're vegetarians does not mean they don't have a flavorful palate.
They do. I'm sure they do. I'm just joking. I'm telling you.
I know.
I was with Tim for years. So
yeah.
And he was vegan, right? So
yeah.
I learned to cook a lot of strict vegetarian and vegan dishes.
Right.
And I got pretty good at it. He was
really
impressed.
I who was I talking to? My neighbor's father actually recently became vegan as well. And I find that vegetarian I can do. Vegetarian will be actually I wouldn't mind, because as I'll be honest with you, any time I eat red meat, it does not treat me well anymore. But vegetarian,
yeah.
I can, you know, you have eggs, you have cheese, but vegan.
Yeah.
Vegan you are
hard.
Like, I don't know how Tim did it, because you are eating no eggs. No animal byproducts.
Right. So you can't
have
mayonnaise. You can't have margarine. You can't have milk.
No milk. No butter. No eggs. That's crazy. Simon,
right.
could you be vegan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like my eggs. I like.
Yeah.
You know, I like having cereal with milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine.
Well, see, Tim used to have cereal, but he would have it with almond beverage.
Oh yeah, that's not bad. That almond milk's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. There's right. The almond and soy milk. They're both okay.
The soy milk. The almond
yeah.
is much better than soy milk.
I agree with you. Milk is better. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is,
milk.
Rose? You're probably right. Like, once you get used to something, you can do anything, right? Like, maybe it would
right.
be hard for a while, but then after a while, that would be what you ate, and you'd be happy with it.
Right.
You'd
be used to it.
Yeah. Simon, do you have a question for Roseanne?
I have another question.
Please.
Okay.
What's the various... greatest movie that you ever seen?
Nice.
That you would send Dave and me and whoever else to go watch.
The greatest movie. Why I cannot think of the name of it right now. But it's one that's... Oh, what movie is that? I forget now. It's one that's Leonardo. No. Who is it? Oh, I don't even remember the guy's name right now.
is it Titanic?
No. Oh, geez, I can't remember the name of it.
That's all good.
I can't remember what it's about or anything. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's a great movie.
That happens. Feels like a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's just my mind is drawing a blank.
I hear you. Listen, we know about that. That's all good. listen, you know, you're talking to the guy who calls his two kids by the wrong name. Over and over again. Yeah, so things go out of my head all the time. So last question. This is a silly question, but if you had to pick one, camping in the forest, staying in a Caribbean resort, going on a week cruise ship, or visiting a historical site in Europe, what would you pick?
Can I go camping in the Caribbean?
Sure! We can be creative. Camping in the Caribbean. That sounds like fun. Simon, let's go camping
better
in the Caribbean.
Better than a resort.
That's true.
Because you can
That's
see
true.
Much more.
That's true. But we were talking to Jan. Jan said she likes the cruise ships and she likes the resorts. I think she was talking mostly about cruise ships. But she was also talking about how they kind of dictate what you're going to do. You can't really go on
yeah.
adventures when you're on the cruise ship. You stay on the cruise ship, and then when you get off the cruise ship, they tell you you've only got 5 hours, and then they tell you what tour to go on. You can't
there
really...
are a few, reasons why I don't like cruises.
Right.
One is Titanic.
Okay.
Two is I'm not a strong swimmer. three is I want to see land near me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, when you're in the, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise ship, I've been on a few, and when you're in the middle, in a cruise ship, they're so massive. And if it's not really wind, you forget you're on a boat. They're so
big. I've been on a lunchtime cruise on the Mississippi River.
Oh, that's cool.
That's Huckleberry Finn.
That's fun.
That was the one I went to New Orleans. So that was so much fun.
We could always see the shore, right? Yes. it follows your one rule. I want to always be able to see the shore. I love that. And then I guess, and then the last question, Rose, is you told us you went to New Orleans. So you've told us you went to New Orleans. You've given me and Simon an idea. Let's see if we can go to New Orleans. You recommended the CN Tower restaurant. Where's a place that you would like to visit you haven't been yet?
Paris? Because I've even had plans to go, and because of the pandemic, it all fell through.
Well, I'm hoping that you are still going to go to Paris, because I've been talking to Simon about this a lot. Ever since the pandemic, it made me realize how time is finite, like it doesn't last forever.
Right.
And it also made me realize you have to live for the day. So I hope that
I didn't get to go to Paris, but instead we went to Vancouver for a month.
Oh, that's right.
So that wasn't a bad trade-off.
Not a bad trade-off, but make sure you get to Paris soon.
Yeah. Still got to get there.
You got to get there, yeah. If you want to go there, you should go. What the heck, eh? So you eat ramen noodles for a week.
Je parle un petit
peu. That's right.
Je parle un petit peu.
Is that French?
I speak a little bit.
Oh, petit. Oh,
yeah. De Sipa.
I love it. Simon? Oui, 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 bien. Très bien. Bonjour. Au revoir. Say goodbye. I hope I say goodbye. And then I would say goodnight, but I'm not trying to say it. How do you say goodnight in French? That should be easy.
Bon nuit.
Ah, thank you. Roseanne, always fun talking to you, and thanks for giving us some ideas. So we can start our post-COVID adventures.
Bon oui.
Bon bon.
Have a good time.
Oops, sorry. By mistake. Simon, Roseanne gave us some really cool ideas. I have you ever been to New Orleans?
I haven't left Ontario for a very long time. Put my feet here in Toronto and never left.
Gotcha. Well, let's call Marshall. I'll remind everybody, if you're listening, give us a call, 424-243-9540, and you can be on the show and tell us where you think we should go. Tell us a place that you've been to that you think we should go to. Me and Simon are getting the adventure bug. We want to go and start going on adventures and not be sort of tied and chained to our lives that we've been living for the last couple of years. We're still going to be safe. I'm not sure if this is going to be tomorrow, but we certainly love your ideas. So right now, let's give Marshall a call. Oh, it's fun. How are you holding up, Mr. Simon?
I'm holding up pretty well so far. Time is right now 10:45.
All right. Well, let's give Marshall a call.
Hello.
Hey, Marshall.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have a best friend around the neighborhood.
There you go. I learned, speaking of best, we were doing some fun stuff on Monday about, and we're learning about the origins of certain practices of wedding practices. And you know what the origin of the best man?
No.
So, okay. So you would think that the best man is just the best friend of the groom. That makes sense. But actually, what the best man was, he was the best fighter of the neighborhood or the community, and he was the guy that made sure. This sounds horrible, but this is, remember, this is 600-700 years ago. He made sure that if anybody tried to hijack the bride, which happened from time to time, he was
right
there. He was going to protect the bride. And if the bride tried to run away, he made sure that she had nowhere to run. So that is the origin of the best man.
Nice.
There you go. Learn random things. Now, that happened a long, long time ago, Marshall. We're talking about what's going to happen tomorrow and in the future. Because, Marshall, me and Simon, although we want to stay safe, also really want to start our lives again. You know, after these last couple of years of sort of sitting on your hands, not being able to plan vacations or go to restaurants or even go to concerts and music,
right.
We recognize that things are slowly opening up and that you can't sort of live in your basement, which is what I've been doing for all these years, and that we have to get out. So we are using this radio show for our own purposes and getting advice from people that we care about, people that have good opinions, to let us know where we should go adventuring. So I guess the first question I want to ask you, Marshall, is where's the best, most amazing place you've ever gone?
There's so many. Probably if I had to single out a single place, it would be Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, it's like every city that I was in is totally different than the other.
Right.
And let's say Rome, for example. You're walking down the street. On one side are beautiful cars zooming by, and the other side is the Colosseum.
Yeah.
The Sistine Chapel. There's so much history.
I loved Rome. When did you go to Rome?
Oh, I was 20 years old.
The best.
I traveled Europe for 5 months.
You traveled Europe. Now, did you travel backpacked across Europe?
Yes, I backpacked with a buddy of mine for 2.5 months. And then when we got to Greece, he went off to a tour of Israel. And I went back. I trained back to Spain to meet up with my girlfriend for 2.5 months. And we spent it on the beach in Spain and Portugal, basically.
Oh, dude. You're mentioning some of the countries like that I want to go visit, like Greece. I mean, I've been to Italy, I would agree that Italy, Rome and Venice specifically, were like two of the most amazing places I've ever visited.
Sure.
Yeah.
And from the north right to the south, everything is different. Every place you go is different.
And then, so you rated that higher than Greece or Spain?
Spain was one of my favorite places in the world, but as for culture and for diversity of places, I loved it. I could go back to Italy for months and just spend a couple months in Italy.
That would be so mad. Can you imagine? We did that with India. We went to India for 2 months where we didn't have any, like, we just went as long as we wanted to go, and we didn't have any sort of, didn't have any timelines. That was amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but you, Italy, amazing.
Next year I'm going to Greece and Costa Rica.
Nice. Do you know who you're going with, or you're just going to sort of go?
Yeah, in Greece, my friend, my buddy, they bought the house of her grandmother's house.
Okay.
From the son, like the brothers, who inherited it when she passed, and they had it renovated.
Amazing. Is that where they're
staying?
They're
there now, right now. And so,
amazing.
And then I'm going next summer, and I have two friends who live half the year here and half the year in Costa Rica.
That's another, you know, Marshall, I mean, so many, I think we've been talking a lot about how COVID has sort of kept us home and everything, but in a way, I think it also allowed a lot of people to work remotely. So
yep. It
used to always be, okay, I got to get a job and I have to find a job where I can drive to. And now I think more and more people are finding out that they can live and work, like you know, theoretically, if whatever the job is, you could live in Costa Rica and work at your job remotely. I mean,
pretty much. Like my brother used to travel like 15 days a month for his work, like to China everywhere. And now, for a couple of years, he stayed at home. And he's got a place down in Florida. They went three times between the winter and now for extended time because he can work anywhere. And his daughter went to California for a month, and she worked there, like, remotely.
It's a different world. That was sort of sped up and made legitimized or made the opportunity presented itself, I guess, because of COVID. So there is a silver lining to everything, I guess. Well, Marshall,
there is. If you look hard enough,
you will always find the silver lining.
Okay, Marshall, we're going to change the subject a little bit here.
Okay.
If what type of movie would you send Dave and me to go watch, or whoever from Cheers, if we went on a group trip to go watch? Whatever movie that you've seen as a kid or now, what kind of movie would you prefer us to go and watch?
So as far as favorites, I don't have a favorite anything in life, but I'll tell you one of my tops.
Okay.
I'd send you guys, everybody, to see a double feature of Good Will Hunting and Coach Carter.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, there's so many good messages.
Yeah. Coach Carter is the movie with Denzel Washington.
Samuel L.
Right. Oh, very cool. Good Will Hunting is a piece of art. That's amazing.
I love it. So many good lines. You know, even when Matt Damon says, the best part in my day is when I get out of the car, go up to your front door, and I knock. I'm always hoping that you don't answer. You just took off, didn't tell anybody. Just took off.
Yeah. That's classic. And then at the end, he's gone. Ah. Yeah. It's hard to believe. I think those two were so young when they wrote that. I think it was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, right?
They wrote it. Yeah, and then they were persuasive enough to get Robin Williams to do it. It was perfectly cast.
Yeah, like one of those perfect movies. I agree.
Yep.
Love it. Okay, so we're talking today about different ideas for us to go on adventures. So you've suggested Italy.
Yeah.
And then Google Hunting and Coach Carter, we can rent those. But before we rent those movies, we got to go to a restaurant. So is there any restaurant out there you would recommend, maybe that we haven't heard of, that we can try out now that we're ready to go on adventures again?
Okay. You know, save your money and go to Hive.
Go to Hive?
Hive Steakhouse. Yeah.
Oh.
HY3S.
Hive? Yeah, where is that in Toronto?
Right down this financial district.
Very nice.
Yeah, I spend my 30th birthday there.
Did you have a steak?
Yeah, my brother took my family there for my 30th.
Oh, wow. Okay, very nice. So let me ask you, honestly. I can go to the Keg and I can get a steak.
Yes.
It cost me $30. I'm going to Heinz. And I'm guessing it'll cost me, I have no idea, $100?
Yeah, maybe. See, I like a good steakhouse.
Yeah.
You know, I don't eat a lot of red meat, but if I'm going to, I want a nice piece. So there, or Barbarians, or Blue Bloods at Casloma.
And those are like you eat steaks. I've never been to any of those places. I've never been to a high end steakhouse. But, you know, so we go to the Keg. The Keg is sort of like the – is there a difference in High's quality and the Keg's quality?
Yes. And you know what? There's a little – there's a hole in the wall, in the, like, Coxwell and Coxwell and Queen. It's
okay.
It's been there forever, and it's called The Tulip.
Well, I've driven by The Tulip.
Okay, I know the owners. I sold their house and sold them a house.
Okay.
And anyway, so they make an amazing steak. It's a hole in the wall, but they mm-hmm. make an amazing steak.
That
and
I like.
And Tuesdays, I don't know if it's still Tuesdays, but they have a spaghetti special, and their spaghetti is amazing.
Now you're talking my language and my budget. I like that.
I just love food, you know.
I love it.
Oh, I have another question since we're talking about food.
Yes.
What's the best dessert that you ever ate?
Oh, what a great question.
Oh. You know, I couldn't give you the best. I could say one of them would be
sure.
something my sister makes. She makes like a caramel toffee score mousse.
Mm.
And she makes them in little shot, like plastic shooter glasses. And
that
you know, I could eat 15 of those.
I wish I could too. Now, is this her specialty? Is this the thing that she brings to all the family functions?
She everything is her specialty.
Everything is her
specialty? Yeah, she makes Toblerone cookies. They're the best. She makes her own rice, ice cream, everything.
I don't know, Simon. Maybe we don't have to worry about going to The Tulip. We'll just go to Marshall's sister's.
Yeah.
I love it. Marshall, thank you so much for giving us ideas. I am going to book my flight to Italy, and then we're going to go to High Steakhouse when I turn 30. I mean, you know, in a few years.
Yeah. Almost.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marshall. And,
my pleasure.
We'll talk to you soon.
You too. I'll
bye.
Talk to you
okay,
later.
Bye, Marshall.
Bye, guys. See you, Simon. Be well.
Thank you.
Be well to you, too.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's some nice ideas. We got a lot of Italy, Paris, a lot of Europe of places
yeah.
to go. And then a couple of steakhouses and a couple of steakhouses and the CN Tower. We also, we've also had New Orleans, go to New Orleans, and then Vietnam and Cambodia. Oh, good. I'm going to have to get my passport. I realize my passport's expired, so I'm going to have to get a passport before we go on these adventures. All right, good. I'm getting excited. Let us see. That was a great question about desserts, by the way. Keep that in. That's a really good question. All right, let's call Sandra.
I just added that in to see what
I love it.
It would be.
That's what I'm saying, Simon. You're becoming a superstar. You're ad-libbing. You're changing things on the go. I love it. All right, let's talk to Sandra.
Hello?
Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Nice.
We're talking about places that we can go for the summer or for trips. Where would you take me or Dave to see? What city or what continent would you prefer us to go and explore?
Texas.
Wow. Okay, cool. So Texas is one of the coolest places you've ever visited?
Well, yeah, because you find out a lot and you can go to different places.
Right.
They have, you can go down to, what's it called, to like the, to Mexico.
Okay, yeah. You know what, I when I was a kid... Hi, Sandra, by the way, it's Dave. When I was a kid, I was, my dad had some work to do in the place called San Antonio. And San Antonio
yeah.
was right on the border between Mexico and the United States in Texas.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay,
that's
cool.
Where I take you.
That's where I love that. Have you been to Texas before?
Oh yes. And the weather is a lot different from here. They don't get the humidity. They get like it's you know how it is here when it's just like spring and it's just nice and there's no wind or anything. Like there's wind, but it's just a calm sort of thing.
Right.
That's what we get.
I love it. And then the food is always bigger. They always say the food is bigger in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
It's not that it's bigger. It's just that you get more.
Right.
And it's a lot more food you would get there than you would get here. You know?
I love it.
Like you would have to order 2 plates to measure up to what they would serve you of the same food.
Wow. And, of course, Texas is the home of the Dallas, and Dallas is home of the Dallas Cowboys, which are my favorite football team.
There you go.
Yeah, so Texas is a winner for me. What do you think of Texas?
There you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to visit Texas and wear those big cowboy boots and and cowboy hats and the belts that you can play games of cowboys and Indians.
Sure, a big belt buckle.
Yeah,
I love it. Great idea, Sandra. I'm there, man. I love your idea of Texas. So what we're doing is we're you know, for the last 2.5 years we've sort of been sitting in our hands, living the COVID life, and now that we're kind of opening up a bit, we're starting to dream about where we can go. So we are asking people to tell us where they think we should go. And you said Texas, which I think is an amazing idea. Now, let me ask you, tell me a place you haven't been to that you really want to go to.
A place I haven't been to that I really want to go to?
Yeah.
I would say, for that, I've always wanted to go to Ireland.
Ah, and why? What draws you to Ireland?
Well, I have family down there, number one. And number two, I've just always been interested in the culture there.
I love it. That's actually really cool. Do you know where your family is in Ireland? Like, do you know what major cities they're in or not really?
They're in Belfast.
Belfast. Okay, so that's Northern Ireland, right?
Yes.
That would be so much fun. That is such a great idea.
But it costs a lot of money.
I know. And that's what we've been talking about, for the last hour or so, just that things are expensive, and there's a certain amount of risk because COVID is still with us, but it's almost like the last 3 years have taught us that we have to live for the day. So even though it is very expensive, and I agree, it is very expensive, and maybe it's not possible, but we want to do whatever we can to live our lives to the fullest. So maybe.
Well, if you want to live your life to the fullest, you have to enjoy each moment of each day.
I love it. 100%. 100%. So, okay.
Because if you don't enjoy
how are we going to do this? Now, what's the best movie in the entire world that you ever seen as a kid till now? What's the movie you would prefer for me, Dave, and Amanda to go watch a movie of?
Xanadu.
Xanadu.
It's more of a. It's not like muses are real, but they're more. Where are they from? Muses were actually invented. From Greek mythology.
Yep, that's true.
And when they did the movie on Xanadu, it was the most multicultural movie that they ever did. The first multicultural movie that they ever did.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, Xanadu came out in, was it 81, Sandra? 1981?
No, 1980.
1980, and it was Olivia Newton-John. It was her first big movie after Grease, wasn't it? More or less.
Yes.
And then
so it made a lot of money in certain areas.
Yeah. It has fun, and it's the last movie that Gene Kelly was in.
Yes, because Gene Kelly passed away after, which makes that movie a classic, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you? Is it available on DVD, or how did you find it?
I actually went to Discover Town Center,
mm-hmm.
and I went in to a. I can't remember the name of the store right now, but it was a place where they sold movies and different, like, really old movies and songs, like different records that were really
right.
old.
Right.
And I went in there and I saw it and I couldn't believe it. I was just so shocked.
Because you were looking for it for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. All right, so Sandra, you've taken us. We're going to go see Xanadu. And now, because we're living our lives and we are going to say, let's live our lives. We're going to go out to eat. Where would you take me and Simon? Where would you take us for dinner? A restaurant that maybe we don't know about, but you could recommend.
Okay, the Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, the old Spaghetti Factory. I love it. Simon, have you ever been to the old Spaghetti Factory?
No, I have not.
Oh, we should take you. It's so much fun. When did you go, Sandra?
When I was younger, I used to love spaghetti, but with all the changes in the food and things that happen with my body and everything, I'm just not as big a, you know, person for spaghetti. I think I like the meatballs more than anything else.
I don't blame you. Now, Sandra, can I ask you, because we're kind of the same age almost, and we grew up in the city. Do you remember, the Spaghetti Factory is still there, and I was there recently. I was there with my mom and and Ruby. But there used to be a place beside it called the Organ Grinder. Do you remember the Organ Grinder?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, so there was a guy who played the organ. And I think it was also sort of a pasta restaurant. That place, and it had video games in the front.
Right.
Yeah, those two were my favorite restaurants. Whenever it was my birthday, I always would either of those.
Space Invaders and...
Yes. Remember that?
I do.
You're bringing back some real good memories.
Yeah, I remember Space Invaders.
Yeah.
I did have a question for you.
Sure.
Did you get the messages I sent you?
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Thursday. That's exciting.
No, but I think you're really going to be shocked at what I'm going to tell you about one of them, because this is a way to make more money for one place.
Well, there you go. Listen, all the adventures that we have been given here, and I'll tell you, Sandra, some of them, like, going to Vietnam, going to New Orleans, going to Italy, going to Texas, Ireland, all those things have one thing in common. They
What's
cost
that?
Money. They cost money. So
they do cost money.
Like to go to Ireland or Texas or Italy or Mississauga, it all costs money.
Well, I can tell you this. I have family in Ireland. If I can get a hold of them, they can get us tickets. It'd be a lot cheaper.
That would be fun. Dare to
dream.
Well,
it'd be cheaper.
Make it happen.
Well, it would be cheaper because if they buy them there, then, you know, it's cheaper airfare.
That's true. Simon had one more question. Simon, do you want me to ask it or do you want to ask it?
Okay. What's the best dessert that you ever had as a kid until now?
Love it.
Probably white cheesecake.
White cheesecake. And where have you had that before?
I had that at what is that? Montana's.
Oh yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I love cheesecake. So you like it just without any fruit? You just like it just plain?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like it plain as well. And maybe I'd be interested to see what Simon says. But I also like, I like it when it has like cherries or even blueberries on it. That brings out the, I love that.
Well, I can make you, I can make you some of that if you want.
How do you make it? You know how to make cheesecake?
I know how to make cheesecake. I have recipes to make.
Oh, really?
All, like recipes from different restaurants and that. And if you want to find out how to make it, you just look on the internet.
True
enough. The internet has everything.
I'm a little sick. I try to make it. They don't come out as good. But if, is it pretty easy to make or is it hard?
It's easy. I can tell you how to do it.
I love it. Well, Sandra, you have introduced us to the idea of going to Texas, maybe Ireland, going to the Spaghetti Factory, which is a great idea, after we watch the movie Xanadu, which I guess we'll watch on the TV because I don't think they're showing it in the movie anymore. And then ending off the night with white cheesecake. Simon, that sounds like a good adventure to me. What do you think?
I think so, too. I crave for desserts.
Well, if you want,
I think Sandra can send you the recipe. Maybe if she tells me the recipe, I'll send it to you, Simon, so you can do it yourself.
Okay.
Sounds good, Sandra. Thank you so much for being such an amazing guest, and have a great night. And we will talk to you very, very soon.
Yeah, and I'll write out the recipe for cheesecake, for white cheesecake, for you.
Oh, thank you so
much.
No
problem. And give it to Dave, and then Dave passes it over to me.
I love it. And then next month, I'll tell you how it tastes. I love it. Thank you, Sandra.
Well, this, I can tell you the proper way they make it in the restaurant so that when you eat it, it won't taste like crap.
I like a good cheesecake that doesn't taste like crap.
There you go.
That is a good start. I love it. Thank you, Sandra.
And if you want something that's even better, want fruit in it, you just put the fruit in it.
I guess that's simple enough. All right, cool. Keep it simple. I love it. Thanks, Sandra, and we will talk to you soon. And thank you for the idea about Texas. I haven't thought of Texas in a long time, so that was really fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you remember the KISS theory, keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That's right. I agree 100%. All right.
See ya. There you go. See ya. Bye.
Have a great night. Bye.
YouTube, bye.
All right. Cheesecake, Texas, Spaghetti Factory. We have a long list of places we can go on for adventures. Should we call Mark and see if he can add to our list?
Sure.
All right. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty well.
I think you're doing an amazing job.
We still got another quarter hour before it gets to midnight.
We'll go as long as our bodies can hold us. All right, here's Mark. We'll call Mark up. We're not waking him up. After 11, I get nervous that we're going to wake somebody up. That's why I let you talk.
Yeah, this is New York State. What do you need?
Hey, Mark, how are you? This is Simon and Dave.
Hey, not bad. How you doing? Yeah, it comes up to New York State. You know that, eh?
It does?
That's so funny. It does. It sure does.
That happened last time, too. I know what, it's so interesting. You are definitely the most vocal and animated response we get from people. Usually we're calling people 11:15 at night, and they're like, what do you want? I'm sleeping. But you're like wired. I love it. Thank you. We need that good, positive, bouncy energy at 11:15 to get us to the end. How are you, Mark?
Oh, really? Is that
you're
how you made? I just...
Now you sound like a leprechaun.
Thanks a lot. That's just insulting.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. I was trying to figure out what you were. So actually,
you're so beautiful. You're gorgeous, babe. You remember who that did? Do you know who? Do you remember who used to do that?
No.
You don't remember?
Well, tell me, and then maybe it'll ring a bell.
Hmm.
Tell me who, and then maybe.
It was actually Sammy Davis Jr. who said that.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes.
Now do it again. So now that I have him in my head, I want you to do it again so I can see him in my head while you're doing it.
You're beautiful, babe. Don't you ever forget it. You're just absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. That's freaking awesome. Mark, every time I talk to you, I learn something else about you, like a talent, a hidden talent. I'll never forget where suddenly I was watching you one day and you're like, holy cow, the guy's doing calligraphy. Like, how do you know that? And I bet you know how to tie a lot of knots, right?
Well, it took me a lot of time and practice. Like, a lot of people think, oh, well, hey, I have an ABI. I'm going to just give it all up. Well,
right.
I refuse to roll over and die, okay? It says that somebody told me you're too stupid to die or you're just too stubborn to die. Which one is it? I said both.
I love it. So, Mark, that's a perfect segue into what we're talking about today, because we're talking about that we have to live again. And what I mean by that is for the last 2.5 years, we have been sort of controlled a little bit by COVID. We've had to...
Controlled? There's an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. So we've had, so I was telling everybody that I've sort of spent the majority of my last 2.5 years in my basement sort of talking to a computer, and Simon the same way. But now we've decided that things are opening up a little bit, and we want to start kind of planning, because we haven't really planned in so long. We haven't planned a restaurant visit or vacations. So we are looking for some people to give us some advice. So the first question we're asking is, of all the places you've ever been to in your lovely and varied life, where is the place you would tell us to go that you visited?
Where is the place that I would tell you to go where I visited?
Yes.
Is that a rhetorical question? You actually want me to answer that question? Because I've been told to go to hell so many times.
First of all, you've never been to hell. Mark, that's really awesome, because so far we've gotten ideas like Vietnam and Italy and Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to write hell beside
it.
Where would you suggest?
I've never been, and there's always one place I always wanted to go to, which is Florida. Universal Studios, Galaxy, I'm trying to remember the current thing. Something Galaxy, I can't think of it. Anyway, that's the one main place I would love to go, is to Walt Disney World in Florida, where Galaxy Edge, that's what it's called, Galaxy Edge. That's where you meet not the cast, mind you, but the impersonators of, say, Galaxy, Guardians of Galaxy. You may meet Darth Vader, Darth Maul, Stormtroopers. There's a few other places. That would be the main one I would go to.
I had the good fortune of going to Disney World. Florida's Disney World, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. So we had the good fortune of going. The only time I've ever been was as an adult, about 4 or 5 years ago. Loved it. I thought I would hate it, Mark. Simon, I thought I would hate it. I thought it would be, like, so expensive. I thought it was going to be, like, totally sort of fake.
I'm going to just step away for a little bit and I'll be back.
What's that?
All right. No problem, Simon.
Okay. All right. Come back.
Simon has to step back.
Okay. And then, so, Mark, then it was, like, the most amazing thing that I realized that, like, I love Disney World. I loved the stuff I thought would be so kind of over the top and so, like, it was just, you go there and you're like, it's the happiest place on earth. And if you let yourself sort of just go, okay, I'm here and I'm just going to accept it, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the coolest things that we did is we went to, we saw the stormtroopers. I guess they come out every
hour.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
And they come
yeah,
out
yeah,
and they march down a main street, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm,
it is
mm-hmm.
the first time they did it. Honestly, Mark, it kind of scared me a little bit because it gets really loud. You know, they have don.
Yep. Dun,
they just come
dun,
marching
dun,
out
dun,
and you hear their clanking of their metal suits and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
so you've got to go.
Well, you see, the only problem is I'm one of the friends that I know one of my friends.
Right.
The only way I'm going to go, and he's had it the best, if you use the force, you may go. But if you do not use the force, you may not go.
Yoda. I got Yoda. That's very cool. I hope, you know what, honestly, Mark, you sound so excited about going to Disney World. And I know it's expensive, and I know it's not easy to organize. But the one thing that
shoot, no.
taught me over the last 3 years is that try to make it happen. Because honestly, I think you'll love it, and then you'll experience it. Matt, at the end of the day, man,
absolutely.
At the end of the day,
absolutely.
All life is memories you make. And I hope you get to make a memory in Florida. That would be amazing.
Well, that's what we're hoping. Go ahead.
So my next question for you, because so now you've kind of given us a good idea about going to Florida, which I think is an amazing idea. What would you, if you could go to a restaurant, or if you went, what is your favorite restaurant? If you could recommend a restaurant for me and Simon to go to, you know, it's past COVID,
good.
We have to wear the mask, where would you tell us to go?
Oh, good grief. The restaurants that Al and I would go to,
right.
they're expensive as heck.
The
Hendrix. Didn't we go to Hendrix at one time? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so
Hendrix.
We went to Hendrix. But the Hendrix, the Keg, and or Red Lobster.
Okay.
All right, and the only problem
you guys have
with
you guys have expensive tastes, eh?
Oh, you have no idea. I told Al she's got taste that, how did I say it? She came out and says, you can't afford me. And I said, I can't. You can't even afford yourself. Never mind me trying to afford you.
Well, I've heard of Red Lobster. I've heard of the Keg. I've never heard of Hendrix. What kind of
mm-hmm.
restaurant is that?
Hendrix is actually just outside the Eat Center. And you can go from the inside, but the main door is outside. But you can go inside through the Eat Center. And Hendrix is actually a steakhouse.
Okay.
Like a steak, and you can have steak, you can have spaghetti, you can have all sorts of food down there. Even though it is expensive, but it's well worth it.
Well worth it? How do you like your steak?
Oh, yeah. I like my steaks, man. Thanks.
I opened
up.
No,
how I like my... Oh, yeah, you did. Right open. Well, no, I've actually... The best steak I've ever had was baseball steak, and which is the in the Keg. But with the other steaks, I've always had my steaks from the fryer. Always.
Nice. Oh, you're making me hungry.
The juicier, the better.
I love it. okay, so next question I'm going to ask you is, Mark, if you could pick between the following, which one would you pick? If I told you you could go on a camping adventure, or go
mm-hmm.
on a cruise,
mm-hmm.
like a Caribbean cruise, or go to a Caribbean resort, or go looking through history or ancient ruins of Europe. So which one would you pick of those four?
I would actually pick the ruins of Europe by no means. However, I would go to a historical land site, which is more memorable than any other site in the world, which is Vimy Ridge, which is out in France. That is a place that I would love to go to.
There's so much history there.
Oh, yeah, very much
so. And that's a place just like Canadian pride. I often think, I've talked to my friends and we say, you know, a lot of the listeners for this show are from the States, And there's a lot of pride in the States for being American. But you should be really proud of being Canadians for many, many reasons. And Rimmy Ridge is one of those.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you ever went down, no, this is actually a two-story, by the way, because I had a, we had a group from France come down to Canada one year.
Yeah.
Anyway, to make a long story short, they actually, they treat Canadians like royalty. Okay, you go down to France, they look at you, you got a Canadian flag on your back, they'll turn on the bend over backwards for you. If you're in the States, they won't do diddly for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously, they don't, they, because as far as they're concerned, the States have their snobby nose attitude, and they just don't like it. And what they did, and what the United States people did to the, with the people in France, it was just absolutely nuts. It was nuts.
I hear you.
They had,
well, I love it. So, okay, Rimmy Ridge. Rimmy Ridge is a place you'd go, and you'd go, you wouldn't, so you go to Europe, but not for the ruins, not to go to Athens or Rome, but to go see the history that is in Rimmy Ridge. I love it.
Great.
And Simon, are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm back.
There you are. Simon, why don't you ask the final question from Mark? My favorite question.
What would be the best movie in the entire world that you've seen as a kid and you still love as an adult?
Really? That's an easy one. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, between Star Wars and Star Trek.
Mm.
Very cool. Now, I'm trying to remember, you, I'm trying to figure your age when Star Wars came out. You were very,
seven.
Very young. You were seven, okay.
Seven.
Do you remember going to the theater to watch it?
Yep. Very
oh,
first time I saw The Empire Strikes Back. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
New Hope. New Hope. It was the very first movie I saw.
Oh, very good. I remember seeing Star Wars.
Would you
recommend
that movie to anybody, or would you keep it as a secret?
Well, the only problem is that everybody underneath the sun has seen that movie at least once or even thousands of times, especially with the new version of it. But they told them what Walt Disney did was kill it only because of they brought out more Star Wars, and I figured, okay, I could understand the Rogue One starting from the beginning and start going from there, but at the same token, you kind of killed the idea of the New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, which was done by George Lucas himself, and you did all that. You took all the way the secrets, all the way the, you took away all the R's and O's, as you will, and it's like, oh, okay, now you got this whole Dark Maul, you got Dooku, and then you got and I said, come on, you're going to start from the beginning of the Sith right down to the last Sith, which was Darth Vader? Like, seriously? Like, come on. Okay, I get the idea. You're going to turn and have Darth Vader. Okay, that's great. Fine day. Start Anakin as he grows up to become Darth Vader. But why the other movies? There was no need for it.
True. I'll be honest. I don't. You lost me when you started talking about Siths and all this stuff. Like, I'm old school. I know Darth Vader. That's what I know. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of the newest movies. So.
Right.
So very cool. The other question that Simon is going to ask you is, what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, grapes. Rocky Road.
Rocky Road ice cream or just Rocky Road anything?
No, regular ice cream.
Oh, that's amazing.
Can't have it. Smell it. Make it. Can't have it.
Can't, oh, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Only because I'm on my diet.
Yeah. No, it's good. Well, Mark, you have enlightened us. You've given us some ideas.
There is actually, just to give you two gentlemen a heads up,
please.
There's one place on this in Toronto that I've never been into and never seen. Well, I've seen it. but never was able to go in it.
The Don Jail?
I've danced around it. No, I worked there.
Okay. where have you danced around?
Where I haven't been able to get in, but I just walked around it many, many times.
What is this place?
Would you believe this? I've never been to it. I've never been inside it, even during a concert or anything.
You've never been
to
Skyline?
Nope.
Really?
Never been. Never been to a baseball game since 1986. That was the last time I've been to a baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, that was not the greatest day of your life, what happened then.
No.
But, no. But would you want to go to a baseball game, or is it just you're just not really interested?
I've always wanted to go, but it's just that the tickets right now are so expensive. It's just like I don't have the money for it. I can't do it. As much as I would love to go. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you know
also,
what? Dare to dream, buddy.
I'm also hearing that they're making a new stadium.
Say what, Simon?
I'm hearing that the Blue Jays are making a new stadium, but where
really?
In Toronto, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Why are they making a new stadium? There's nothing wrong with the one that they have now.
I know,
but Rogers wants a new stadium maybe to put more people in, because I guess Rogers Center is not
the Rogers Center, dude. It's still kind of Skydome.
Oh, you want to
still
call it Skydome?
Oh, always have been, always will be.
I think it's a perfect name. It's a perfect name, the Skydome, because it's that roof that opened. Remember when the roof opened the first time they showed it on TV, how amazing that was?
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Dave, without being rude or ignorant?
Sure.
Are your children in bed?
Yes, I think.
Okay, good.
It's the summer, so I hope they're way upstairs. What was going on?
Okay. The reason I'm asking, the reason I'm saying that is because there's a reason why I'm saying this, okay?
All right.
Now, I don't know how many people are listening in on this conversation, but I'm just going to tell you. There was a guy by the name of Conan O'Brien.
Sure.
And in one of his episodes, it was the Mariners against Seattle Mariners against Toronto Blue Jays. And it was a four back-to-back series with the Jays and the Mariners. That's fine. No problem. What he actually came out with was, and I quote, "When Toronto built the CN Tower, they built a giant penis." That's fine. No problem. So what they had to do was build a giant vagina for that giant penis.
Oh, gotcha. So that's the sky. That's the sky.
Exactly. I know it's rude, but hey.
No, well,
that's
what
he came out
and
said.
I can see the joke.
I do apologize for the rudeness, but I...
No,
I was trying to be rude or ignorant.
That is the brainstorm with Simon and Dave do not acknowledge or condone anything said by Mark in this conversation. There you go. Anyway, and we will talk to you really soon. Thank you for all your advice. And your great energy.
Hey, we
needed it at 11:30, and we will talk to you really soon, Mark.
All right. And in case you're wondering, wait.
Yep.
Folks.
There you go. That's all. We should make it the last guest, so we can end with that. All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good night. Bye.
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 Mark is always entertaining. He talks about Disney World. And Hendrix, the restaurant, the steakhouse, a lot of steakhouses in Toronto that I didn't even know that they existed. But there, people are giving us neat advice. He talks about going to Rimmy Ridge to recreate some of the incredible historical stuff from the Canadian Army.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars, you asked him what his favorite movie was from his childhood. It was Star Wars. And then Rocky Road Ice Cream. You like Rocky Road ice cream, Simon?
Well, I think I had it when I was young, but I never had it since my teenage years. I don't know how long I didn't have that ice cream.
I remember we talked. If I remember correctly, you're more of a. Is it more of a vanilla guy or?
I'm more of a bit of vanilla and chocolate type of thing.
I love it, Mr. Swirl. All right, we are down to James. We're going to call James. We're going to ask him for some advice, places we can go. So get ready to say hi to James. We're going to find out.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Thank you, thank
you. How are
you, James? All right.
All right. How was your work day?
Not bad.
Good. I don't want to talk about the past. We don't want to talk about your work day. We want to talk about the future. Because you know what, James? We have decided that COVID has kept us not dreaming for long enough. So for the last 2.5 years, we haven't had dreams of places to visit or restaurants to go to or movies to see. And now we've decided that while we still are living and we still have to keep ourselves safe, we have to start going on adventures, or at least start planning adventures. So we have been talking to people for the last hour and a half or so, asking for people's advice about places that they went to that they think we would like to visit, and restaurants that they've gone to that they think we would like to eat at. So I guess we'll ask this first question. James, worldly man that you are,
mm-hmm.
Where is one place that you've gone to or been to that you would tell us that we should go as well?
I'd probably say because I've had a quite good experience in it, is Sherwood Forest in Birmingham.
Shut up. So Sherwood Forest is a real place?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Sherwood Forest was just a make-believe place where Robin Hood hung out. You actually left the real Sherwood Forest? I'm serious,
yeah.
Simon. I didn't realize it was real.
Yeah.
So...
And there's a joke going around in there that it's illegal to shoot somebody with a bow and arrow.
In Sherwood Forest, there's a sign that says, "Do not shoot anybody with a bow and arrow."
Yeah,
I love it. But okay, James, in all seriousness, and you totally threw me for a curve with that. That is, we've had a lot of different answers. We've had, you know, people have said Italy, and people have said New Orleans, Texas. No one has said Sherwood Forest. Not close. What makes Sherwood Forest different than, let's say, Algonquin Park?
Well, Algonquin Park is, you know, it's Algonquin Park. You know, it's
that's right.
It's another great place. I have to say, for me personally, yeah. I love Wildcat.
Right.
So. Sherwood Forest has got quite a lot of them, but also it's got some great nature path and walking and stuff like that.
Very cool. And how old were you when you went?
Not very old. I was living over there in Ireland. I went over with a couple of times with a group. And everything that I was part of.
That is so awesome. Sherwood
Forest. They had a couple of conferences in there.
Very cool. And so Sherwood Forest is a place you've been to that you would recommend for us to go. Where is a place you haven't been to that you want to visit? Is there a place you've always wanted to go to?
Yeah. Number one on my bucket list. New Zealand.
New Zealand. Well, that is definitely mm-hmm. the farthest place anyone has ever suggested. Why New Zealand?
Well, as everybody's going to assume, but yes, it is, because that is where one of my favorite movies was filmed. was Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and everything is there. But it's also nicknamed the adrenaline junkie country of the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because everything gets done there. Surfing, bungee jumping, skydiving, everything.
Bungee jumping, surfing, skydiving. Rank them in the order you would like to try.
That I would like to try?
Yeah.
I'm
assuming you haven't tried them.
Bungee jumping, number 3.
Okay.
Skydiving, number 1.
There you go. And surfing, number 2?
Yeah.
So I'm skydiving, number 1.
Although I did do a little bit of surfing before. So.
See, surfing, I just feel, would be really frustrating and scary. Not that the other ones aren't, but the other ones are more... Like skydiving, you jump out of the plane, hopefully the chute opens and you're good. Bungee jumping, you jump, it's freaking nuts. Hopefully the rubber elastic thing keeps you alive and you're okay. Surfing, you're out in the waves, and there's just a lot of random stuff that could happen. And plus, I'm so uncoordinated, I would never get up on the surfboard. I would always just get knocked down.
Well, that part of the world, you got to watch it for sharks.
And, yeah, there you go. The other piece that I'm not really a fan of, the sharks. Simon, skydiving, surfing, or bungee jumping, what would you do the most?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah. You had it at last, eh, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, very cool. Okay, so that makes sense. You go to New Zealand, you see the place where your favorite movie was filmed, and you get to go on these wild, amazing adventures, skydiving, surfing, bungee jumping, and sheep shearing. I know there's a lot of sheep in New Zealand.
Just the
Simon, do you want to ask James the restaurant question?
Yeah. What restaurant would you prefer me and Dave and maybe my girlfriend or just a female friend to go?
Cool. A new restaurant we've never been to that you can try.
That I would like to try?
Or that you tried before and that you would recommend?
Oh, that I've tried.
Yeah.
I'd probably say just because it's a nice atmosphere and it's quite intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Mazzanotti's.
Oh, where's that?
There's two locations. There's one that's just here on Yonge Street.
Okay.
And the other one is over in Thornhill.
Very cool. Okay, so Mazzanotti. So we're going to go to the nice, secluded Mazzanotti's. And is it Italian? All right. Simon, get your checkbook out.
Okay.
Nice and fun. I love it. Are you a big fan of this? Are you a big fan of the Mazzanotti's? Have you been there a few times? Or?
Surprisingly, no. I've only been there the one time. But my aunt and everybody, they've been a few times. They said it's the more they go, it's like one of their spots to go to.
Right on. And then, so that's the restaurant you've been to that you recommend. Is there a restaurant you've always wanted to go to or a type of food that you've always wanted to try that you've never tried?
There's a few restaurants that I would love to try.
Okay.
They're mostly in the UK though. It's one of my two chefs, favorite chefs.
Okay.
The first one is Jamie Oliver's restaurant, 13.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called 13.
13, okay.
And the other one is Heston Blumenthal.
Very cool. And are they both located in England, in London, I'm guessing?
Jamie Oliver's is, Heston's is just outside of London.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try a nibble there before I go off to Sherwood Forest.
make sure you bring a lot of bow and arrows with you, though.
I'll bring some bow and arrows, and I'll also bring Simon's wallet, so that'll be helpful. And
what's the best dessert that you ever tried that you would recommend for Dave, me, and whoever else would come with us?
I love it.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm not really a dessert person myself, but I think if I had to choose, I think I'd probably go for my favorite is lemon meringue pie.
Ooh, got me there.
That's my favorite.
Three pies for me.
Mm. That's usually what I have for my usually always on my birthday, because I'm not a dessert or cake person. So
you're not a dessert person.
My sister or my mother usually buys a lemon meringue pies.
I love it. Really, you're not a dessert guy. You don't eat chocolate. You're not a big fan of, well, you said you're not a big fan of cake. You're not a big fan of ice cream. None of that stuff. Eh?
No, I've always been like that since I was a kid. Like,
really?
I've always taken savory over sweet.
That's cool. Ruby's like that a bit. My daughter's like that. She doesn't really like. She doesn't like cake. She likes ice cream.
I'll eat it, but I'm not. I wouldn't say it would be, you know, my top choice.
Right. You'd rather eat Italian food.
Yeah, like if somebody put. Like, to be honest, if somebody put a piece of cake in front of me or a bag of chips, I would take the bag of chips.
I gotcha. Yeah, so you do eat chips though.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, all right. So you're giving us some ideas. You're giving me an idea to go to Sherwood Forest, maybe go visit New Zealand, go see Jamie Oliver's restaurant 13, and then have some lemon meringue pie. See, we've got a whole bunch of ideas for our adventure. Me and Simon are going to go on an adventure. We'll take pictures. We'll send you some emails, and all on your ideas. Thank you, James.
Thank you as always, because
because of your work schedule, well, this time because of your work schedule, we sort of programmed you for last. We often make you wait until the end. So thank you for always being patient.
No worries. It's always enjoying listening to the stories.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much, James. Have a great night, and we will talk to you soon.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Care.
Bye.
Good night, guys. Bye.
Night, James. Well, Simon?
Yeah, Dave?
Did I ask you? So I asked you all your stories. I guess I should say mine, right?
I guess
the
so.
Best, the most amazing place I've ever been. I mentioned in over the last 2 hours that me and Amanda went to Dharamsala. Well, we went to India. And if you go... The northernmost point, one of the most northernmost points of India, is a place called Dharamsala. And we arrived there very late at night. And we sort of went, and we went to, like, we just kind of backpacked. And we just sort of got to a place, and then we sort of looked for a hotel, and got the hotel. So we got the hotel, and we went to sleep. And then in the morning, I noticed it was a big curtain, and I guess it was a front window. And I opened the window, and the Himalayan mountains were just there. And the Himalayan mountains, it was the lower Himalayan, so it wasn't Mount Everest, but it was still really one of the first times I'd ever seen mountains. And that view, and the surprise of it, because I wasn't expecting it, that was pretty amazing. So that was one place that was amazing. And then don't know. I you know, my family's from Israel, so I've had the opportunity to go to Israel. And there's a few places, if you, like, you can see Jerusalem, sort of looking down at Jerusalem. And especially at night, that is a pretty amazing, like when you see the old wall and the old city, that's pretty magical. Mm-hmm. So those are two places that I would recommend, Northern India and Jerusalem. And then places I want to go to, I think some of the people were talking about Europe, and I'm really a big fan. I want to go to Europe. I really want to go to Greece, so I think that would be the one place I'd love to go. Favorite restaurants. I don't know if it's my favorite restaurant, but a restaurant that we go to more than any other restaurant, me and Amanda and the kids, is a place called Mama Martino's. It's like an old-fashioned Italian restaurant down on the in Etobicoke in Toronto, or just outside of Toronto, or one of the burbs of Toronto. And it's just it's not expensive. I always get the chicken parm, and it's, I think it's like $11, which is pretty amazing, and just tastes really good. And I have a lot of really fond memories of that restaurant. So I think that's my place. And then the restaurant I really want to go to, well, I'll be honest, I want to go to some of these places that these guys have picked. I'd love to try Hai's that Marshall suggested. I'd love to go to Smith. The Smith brothers that Jan suggested. I think we'll just go have a nice steak. And then my favorite movie as a kid. I don't know. That's really
not
hard.
It doesn't have to be a kid. It could be when you're a teenager. When you were dating Amanda, you know, somewhere around there.
Okay, so... So a movie that I remember that, because me and Amanda, we dated for a while, and I had a lot of amazing, that was a really amazing time. We went to a couple of movies. The one movie that we went to see was a movie called The Pianist, and it's about a piano player in World War II who ends up in a, you know, hiding away. I think he was a Jewish guy, so he was hiding away, and he was a famous pianist. And I don't know, that was a really amazing movie. So that, and that was a movie we saw really early in our relationship that it kind of brings back a lot of amazing memories. And what was the last? Oh, my favorite dessert is a Thai, probably pecan pie. I love pecan pie, like really good pecan pie. Apple crumble is also really good. Those are two of my favorites. And if I'd rather go camping or on a cruise or at a resort or ancient ruins of Europe, by far I'd rather go to the ancient ruins of Europe. 100,000,000%. That is, I would do that forever. I think that's the most amazing. History comes to life, you know. That's so cool. I think those are all the questions, eh?
Yeah, that's about it. It's almost midnight.
Almost midnight. Simon, you rock. I cannot express to you how impressed I am with how skilled you are and how good you are on your feet. You know, like if I throw you a curveball, you don't get scared. You go with the flow. That only comes with confidence and practice, and God knows we've had a lot of practice, and you obviously have getting more and more confident. So it is an honor and a privilege to co-host this with you, and another good show. I thank you very much for letting me be part of it, Simon.
No problem, Dave. Have a good night.
You too. Good night, guys. We'll see you next month.
Good night.
Good night.